Chapter 97, The Stinking Christian. Papa Manzano and his merciless disease were in a bed that was made of a golden dinghy, tiller, painter, oarlocks and all gilt. His bed was the lifeboat of Bokonin's old schooner, the Lady's Slipper. It was the lifeboat of the ship that had brought Bokonin and Corporal McCabe to San Lorenzo so long ago. The walls of the room were white, but Papa radiated pain so hot and bright that the walls seemed bathed in angry red. He was stripped from the waist up, and his glistening belly wall was knotted. His belly shivered like a luffing sail. Around his neck hung a chain with a cylinder the size of a rifle cartridge for a pendant. I supposed that the cylinder contained some magic charm. I was mistaken. It contained a splinter of Ice 9. Papa could hardly speak. His teeth chattered and his breathing was beyond control. Papa's agonized head was at the bow of the dinghy, bent back. Mona's xylophone was near the bed. She had apparently tried to soothe Papa with music the previous evening.
"Papa?" whispered Frank.
"Goodbye," Papa gasped. His eyes were bugging, sightless.
"I brought a friend."
"Goodbye."
"He's going to be the next president of San Lorenzo. He'll be a much better president than I could be."
"Ice," Papa whimpered.
"He asks for ice," said von Koenigswald.
"When we bring it, he does not want it."
Papa rolled his eyes. He relaxed his neck, took the weight of his body from the crown of his head. And then he arched his neck again.
"Does not matter," he said. "Who is president of..."
He did not finish. I finished for him.
"San Lorenzo?"
"San Lorenzo," he agreed. He managed a crooked smile.
"Good luck," he croaked.
"Thank you, sir," I said. "Doesn't matter. Bokonin. Get Bokonin." I attempted a sophisticated reply to this last. I remembered that, for the joy of the people, Bokonin was always to be chased, was never to be caught. "I will get him."
"Tell him?"
I leaned closer in order to hear the message from Papa to Bokonin.
"Tell him I am sorry I did not kill him," said Papa.
"I will."
"You kill him?"
"Yes, sir." Papa gained control enough of his voice to make it commanding.
"I mean, really?"
I said nothing to that. I was not eager to kill anyone.
"He teaches the people lies and lies and lies. Kill him and teach the people truth."
"Yes, sir."
"You and Honecker, you teach them science."
"Yes, sir, we will," I promised.
"Science is magic that works."
He fell silent, relaxed, closed his eyes, and then he whispered, "Last rites." Von Koenigswald called Dr. Vox Humana in. Dr. Humana took his tranquilized chicken out of the hatbox, preparing to administer Christian last rites as he understood them. Papa opened one eye.
"Not you," he sneered at Dr. Humana. "Get out."
"Sir?" asked Dr. Humana.
"I am a member of the Bokoninist faith," Papa wheezed. "Get out, you stinking Christian!"